Okay, I have a confession. I have a confession, Grace. I didn't tell you all the jobs I had done before I became a bus...
I know!
But how far did we get?
Got to the bus driver.
I've never been a bus driver.
No.
I've been a bus conductor.
Yeah, that's what we got to.
Okay, I was telling you all the jobs I ever had in my life, yeah?
Yeah, but Dad, but, did you skip a few on the way to the bus driver?
I did. I skipped two jobs I didn't tell you about that are very interesting.
I want to hear them.
Do you want to hear about those jobs?
Yes.
Okay. The next job I had before a bus conductor, if you like, I used to be, before I was a bus conductor, I was a teacher, right? Now, before that, I had a job in a bottling factory in Hammersmith in London. I went over to England and my job was to, they had a machine and bottles came along the production line, and my job was to take any half full bottles of glass. The bottle had orange squash in it and lemon squash and orange barley and things like that. And if the bottle was... if the bottle wasn't full to the top, I had to fill it up and put it back on the production line. So I did that. And then I want to tell you about the job I had before that, is that I worked in a sweet factory.
Okay.
I worked in a sweet factory.
And Dad,
in Long Beach,
Dad,
in California, yeah?
Someone in my class said that Mom works in a sweet shop.
That your mother works in a sweet shop? Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Well, if your mother, if that girl thought that your mother works in a sweet shop, where does she think your father works?
I don't know. She didn't tell me that.
Okay. Well, Mom, do you think Mom works in a sweet shop?
No.
If she does, she doesn't bring us back any sweets, does she?
No. Doesn't.
I would say people who work in sweet shops would bring back sweets. But I worked in a sweet shop in Long Beach, in California, in the summer of 1969. So I did that.
Born then.
Pardon?
I wasn't born then.
You were.
You didn't know Mommy.
That's right. I did not know your mother then. Didn't know her at all.
Only knew Mommy from David's wedding.
I did. I met.
That was your first sight of Mommy.
I met her at her wedding.
And then you started dating her.
That's right. Now, can we go back to the question of the jobs I've done?
Sure.
Okay. The other job I did I didn't tell you about is I was a gardener for Camden Council. I worked in London and I worked in Waterlow Park in London.
That's three jobs that you didn't tell me.
Yeah, that's because my memory is a bit... I tell you, I have done a few jobs in my life, but I spent a whole summer working there as a gardener. I used to clip the hedges in the houses of people who, when the council owned their house, I used to go along and cut their hedges and their grass. So that's how I learned how to cut hedges and how to cut grass and how to be a gardener. Okay. So, what did I say? The jobs I had not told you about before were working in the sweet factory and working in the... I forget now. Right. Okay, where did I go after I became a bus conductor? Right? Because when I became a bus conductor, that was when I was a full-time job. I did that job every single day for about 3.5 years. Right? Longer than you've been at school. Okay? Then I did... a job in which I went around telling the bus drivers and the bus conductors where to go with the bus if the bus wasn't on time. I was an inspector, what they call a supervisor, right?
I've heard of supervision.
Yeah, I was. It was like when you're in supervision, someone's in charge, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I was a bit like in charge. And I had to wear a uniform.
Why?
That's the way bus inspectors were. They wore uniforms. and a hat. I had to wear a hat on my head. Ooh. And the hat had a badge. Ooh. And it said London Transport. Or it said London Buses.
Which one did it say?
They changed the badges. Sometimes they changed the badges. So I had to stand out in the middle of the winter, freezing cold on the side of the street, or sometimes in a little box on the side of the road, and watch the buses going by.
Why?
Well, because sometimes the buses would start off nicely spaced out, you know, one every 10 minutes, or one every 3 minutes, even. And then they would all get stuck in the traffic. And sometimes you would have 3, 4, 5, 6 buses coming along all in a row, nose to tail, one behind the other.
And then if one stopped suddenly?
Well, if they stopped suddenly, the other bus could bang into the back of it. But I had to also, it was my job, to see if to make sure that the bus drivers were driving safely. Anyway, I did that. And then I got another job.
Good. But I guess why? You didn't want to be standing out in the freezing cold.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I thought I've done about 4 years, 3 or 4 years standing out in the cold. One time I even worked on Christmas Day.
Yikes. That's mean.
I worked on Christmas Day. And there was snow on the ground.
Mean. Christmas Day is supposed to be for your family. Not just for you to be standing out in the freezing cold with the snow. Just trying to make sure that the buses are safe.
But actually, the buses took people to hospitals on Christmas Day. And the buses had to go out to take people to hospital because not everybody had a car or a taxi, and they would take people to the hospitals so that they could see their sick relatives who would not have any family to see them on Christmas Day if they didn't come on the bus.
So you had to risk your own family just for their families?
That was the idea. Now, we got paid money to do it.
So what? Stupid money. Yeah, you should. What? Why can't someone else take over on that job? You want to be what with your family on Christmas Eve?
Well,
I mean Christmas Day.
I didn't have to do it every year. I just did it 1 year.
I know.
And then the next year it wasn't my turn. So I was, but then you're right. I got a new job after that. I was still working for the bus company, but I got a job where I was inside in an office. And one of the jobs I had to do was to organise which person got on which bus. You know, who was driving the bus. Somebody would go on holidays and we would have to get somebody else to drive their bus. So I was organising the people to get on the right, to drive the buses. And to be a bus conductor. And then, after they had gone out and driven the bus and collected all the money, I took the money off them. And they'd give me all the money that they collected.
Don't they get some money?
Yeah, but they didn't take the money from the people who got on the bus, gave them money for tickets. And they handed the money over to me. So I had to...
Money.
Do you know what I had to do? I had to put all the money on the weighing scales and weigh it and see if it was the right weight. They would give me a bag of coins and I would put the bag on the weighing scales. And also, they even had a weighing scales for notes. And I had big sacks of money and I had to write down the amount of money in a book. And try to make sure that it all balanced. Because somebody give you £100, and you had to give somebody else £100, and the money was taken away in a big van and taken to the bank.
Yeah.
by somebody else. I didn't do that.
Took him to the bank?
Yeah, the money had to go be taken to a bank.
Why?
Well, it wasn't like going putting the money through a computer and transferring it. This was almost before there was any...
Why do you need to give it to the bank? Why couldn't you just keep it and then split it? Some for the bus drivers and some for you.
Yeah, but the money had to go to pay for the heating and the light. They had to be paid as well. We had to pay people to clean the floor in the bus garage. And we had to pay people to fix the tyres in the bus garage. To put oil into the bus. We had a lot of things to pay for. And actually, the buses didn't have enough money to pay for themselves. We had to get money from all the people of London to pay for the buses as well. Because it was a public service. And it needed extra money. Because some people got free tickets. There used to be some people who'd get on the bus and they wouldn't have to pay any money. So, will I stop there? Is that enough about the jobs I did?
No.
Because that's only the start. Because after that, I did another job.
I know.
Yeah?
How much jobs did you do?
Well, if I was to tell you all the jobs I did, we'd be talking here, you know, for a long time.
Because
I did about 10 other jobs in the bus company. Right? You know, I spent 18 years working for the bus company.
Yikes.
18 years. How long is that? Yeah, 18 years in London working for the bus company. Now, do you want to hear about the other jobs I did for the bus company after that? Or, I tell you what, next time I do a talk with you about what jobs
but
I did.
What about who's Larry?
Oh, yeah. As happy as Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Who is Larry?
Okay. Larry is a guy who was always smiling, always laughing. And everywhere he went, people were just laughing at Larry laughing. He was so funny. You know how you watch somebody laughing? And they're so, so funny. They have tears coming out of their eyes. Larry used to have tears coming out of his ears. The tears would come out of his ears, and actually some days tears would come out of his nose. He was just so, so happy. And that's what it means to say, to be as happy as Larry.